Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Environmental and climate risks are intensifying, yet economic uncertainty is pushing sustainability further down the priority list for many global executives. According to Beasley's latest Risk and Resilience report, there's a growing disconnect between risk awareness and action, with businesses increasingly exposed to extreme weather and energy transition challenges. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Jordan Barker, a climate risk specialist at Beasley. Jordan, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having me here, John. Great to be here.
So, Jordan, what are the most significant takeaways from Beasley's latest Risk and Resilience report?
So our latest Risk and Resilience report came from a survey where we asked 3,500 business leaders about what their biggest risk concerns were in regards to climate-related risk and how they ranked those in terms of their list of priorities and concerns for the people running the businesses. One of the key takeaways we found from the report was that a lot of execs were finding they're being forced to focus more on present-day economic concerns, often at the expense of preparing for the future risks stemming from climate change. We found that 26% of our respondents ranked economic uncertainty as their top risk in terms of how they prioritize all the different sorts of risk, which is up from 21% only a year ago. And now almost three quarters of respondents found that they think that the economic climate is resulting in them taking their eye off of sustainability targets.
Yeah, somehow I'm not surprised at that, Jordan. Why do you think economic uncertainty is causing businesses to deprioritize stability, sustainability targets?
Well, I think a lot of it is probably to do with it's a present day risk and it's what's impacting them right now. I think what a lot of these firms need to make sure they're considering as well is that this present day risk being formed by economic uncertainty is set against a backdrop, however, of really increasing physical risk as well, alongside a range of other types of risk caused by climate change. And I think as much as this present day uncertainty, it can demand a lot of attention. One of our key takeaways and one of the key findings from the report is that businesses still need to make sure they're planning for the longer term and making sure they're adequately assessing how they could be impacted by some of the causes and effects that climate change might express on their businesses.
So with only 20% of executives ranking climate risk as a top concern, do you think businesses are underestimating the threat?
I think it's fair to say that it's not as high on their list of priorities as maybe it should be. It's very understandable that there are things that they're prioritizing more at the moment with the amount of attention that the economic climate is getting. However, we had a look at a range of different key risk areas, and I think for each of those caused by climate change, we really felt that these were things that needed to still be front and center of business execs' considerations when they're considering what the key risks are for their businesses. So in terms of some of these key areas, just a few to point out would be on the physical risk side of climate change and the way that we're starting to see extreme weather events starting to impact areas where previously you wouldn't necessarily have had a lot of exposure to this sort of NatCat event. I think that can be part of the reason why execs are starting to prioritize economic risks more. If they feel that they're in an area that isn't particularly impacted by things such as severe weather, it can appear to be a lower level of risk. What we've seen from climate change, though, is it's starting to change the way that a lot of weather events are occurring, and they're starting to impact areas where previously there might not have been much exposure to them, which is why we're really keen for businesses to make sure they're still considering what are their exposures to environmental risks and have they fully put into place plans and appropriate mitigation actions if they are impacted by the unexpected. And one of our key findings is that we recommended that businesses make sure they're putting aside capital for unexpected events and they have risk mitigation plans in place even for things that haven't happened to them before, because in an era of climate change, you just don't know what could happen further down the line.
Jordan, do you think companies are adapting their risk management strategies in response to extreme weather?
We're starting to see it. So a lot of firms that we spoke to felt that they were now putting in place different risk management strategies. And 84% of our firms said they believe that they are prepared for climate and environmental risks. However, claims data that we get to see as insurers reveals that this isn't always the reality. I think a key thing that a lot of businesses can benefit from is using insurance and using some of the expertise that comes out of the insurance industry to really stress their own assumptions about their exposure to climate risk. Within the insurance industry, we're very fortunate to have many years worth of models to rely on and a lot of quite sophisticated modeling and analysis that isn't available to most business leaders. one of the things that I'm really keen for, and one of the things that we're really keen at Beazley to do, is make sure that we're able to share our internal expertise and some of the tools that we've developed with our clients, so we can be sure that they really understand the complexity of risk that they're facing because of climate change.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Then along those lines, what role does insurance play in helping businesses navigate climate-related risks?
Well, there's a lot of ways that insurance can help navigate this sort of risk, and it isn't just on the physical risk side of things. So obviously, from the physical risk front, if we talk about, you know, extreme weather events and your hurricanes and your wildfires, there's a lot of obvious ways where we're able to provide cover directly to property damage and also share some of our modeling with people. If we think about other forms of climate risk as well, so things like that transition risk, where if we talk about the risks that arise as we transition to a lower carbon economy, this also can provide a lot of risk to businesses, where they may need to put together lots of extensive infrastructure changes or change their supply chains or invest more money to make themselves, you know, ready for the energy transition. 21% of our respondents ranked transition as their top concern, and 67% of them said they were finding it difficult to transition. I think one of the things that insurance can really do to help out here is by helping provide our clients with access to things like scenario analysis and helping them with longer term planning. We can help them to make informed decisions. I think that's quite an important role we can play in helping firms on the journey. I think one other area as well is the regulatory side of risk. You know, we've seen a lot of really diverging ESG and climate related regulations around the world recently, and I think that makes compliance really tough for firms, which potentially then creates a liability risk. One of the things insurance is able to do is we can provide cover to help manage that liability risk, but also we can provide external advice on how best to comply with these sort of regulations. This is something where, again, this is an example of how insurance can sort of share our own insights with our customers to help them manage their own business risks relating to climate change.
Jordan, do you think businesses can balance short-term economic challenges with long-term sustainability goals?
I think they can. I think they need to as well. I mean, a key thing to keep in mind when you're thinking about your long-term exposure to things like climate risks and sustainability is ultimately they will lead to economic impacts. If a company doesn't understand its exposure to climate change and isn't able to manage its sustainability goals, as we've seen, this can lead to things such as fines, or it can lead to that sort of transition risk exposure that I mentioned a minute ago, where, you know, there are potential liability exposures which arise from not managing that sustainability and that climate risk side of the equation. So I think what needs to be done is companies need to be aware that, yes, they need to pay attention to modern day pressing economic issues, but you can't ignore the longer term climate related issues, because that ultimately will end up leading to them losing money and can hit their profitability and can cause unforeseen costs as well. So they're two sides of an equation, and it's not that either side can be ignored, but companies need to make sure that they're putting proper consideration into both sides of the coin.
So what steps should companies be taking right now to build resilience against future environmental risks?
I think firms need to find a range of ways to build their resilience. I think on the things such as the regulatory risk, I think firms need to make sure they really understand what their global footprint is, and understand, you know, which jurisdictions have the highest standards for things like ESG regulations and things like that. On the transitional risk side of things, but it's really important for firms to try and use that sort of medium and longer term planning tools and see if they can find a way of accessing, you know, whether it's understanding what the different impacts of different transition pathways could be on their business, so they can start gaming out what you know, different future scenarios may look like for them. These are both things that companies can do. And I think insurance as well has a really important role to play in helping firms build resilience to all of these climate risks, you know, both across the short, medium, and long term. I think one of the things that's been really good to see in recent years is we are seeing a lot of new insurance solutions and new risk mitigation solutions that have been developed using data and new insights. So I think this needs to continue, And firms need to make sure they're engaging with the insurance industry to understand what the latest forms of coverage and insurance products are that can help them. I think the insurance industry as well just has a really big role to play in helping firms navigate today's complex risk landscape. And again, sharing those internal insights. And that is something which for us at Beazley is something we're really prioritizing in our own management of climate risk, which in turn, we just want to make sure we're passing on to our clients.
Jordan, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
That was Jordan Barker, a climate risk specialist at Beazley. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.